Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.
Hello, this is Act 3, and I have just received a Bible handkerchief in the mail. There's some wonderful church out there somewhere that seems to think that godliness is a means to gain. Allow me to read a few nice little passages from the flyer they sent me. Used the Bible handkerchief, blessed with $6,000. Florida, I put the handkerchief in the Bible and sent it back to you. I received a check for $35,000. I received a check for $25,000. Bible handkerchief, New Jersey. Dear Prayer Ministry, I am a Seed Harvest member, and I've only been writing a couple of weeks. I received the Prayer Blessed handkerchief from you and was blessed with a large, unexpected financial blessing. I guess this appeals to people who use their Bible as a paperweight. If you take a look at 1 Timothy 6:5, you see that godliness is not a means to gain. 1 Timothy 6 tells us that there is godliness and contentment, and it says nothing about getting rich by putting notes in a Bible. Now these people that have been sending out this junk in the mail, this is nothing new. They've been doing this for years. If you've ever seen that Shroud of Turin they've sent in the mail, it's about the same thing. You're supposed to pray over it, and then suddenly you get all this money or something, supposedly. I thought it funny that on this particular piece of junk mail, they said that you had to do things just a certain way, otherwise you might not get that money. Huh, how convenient. So, if I don't get $6,000 for mailing in the prayer handkerchief, it's because I didn't bury the thing underground at midnight on a full moon. Well, if you've been ripped off by Church Home Missionary Bible Ministry, please email me at akktri@yahoo.com.
And many shall follow, and many shall follow their pernicious ways.
And now for some information that actually works. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Open your Bibles up to Luke 12. We'll be reading from verse 13 to 21. One of the multitude said to him, Teacher, bid my brother divide the inheritance with me. But he said to him, Man, who made me a judge or divider over you? And he said to them, Take heed, and beware of all covetousness, for a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. And he told them a parable, saying, The land of a rich man brought forth plentifully, and he thought to himself, What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops. And he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, be merry. But God said to him, Fool, this night your soul is required of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. You can't take it with you. That is a humbling thought. When I die, when other people die, when any of us die, we're going to have a big load of junk laying around in our apartments or houses or wherever we're living. And whoever wants whatever we had they can take it because we're dead. Ecclesiastes 5:15 says, as he came from his mother's womb, he shall go again. Naked as he came, he shall take nothing for his toil, which he may carry away in his hand. Which means we were born naked and we'll die naked. Nothing in our hands, nothing on our hands, and nothing in our pockets. You spend your whole life working to pay for that house and that car, and then you die, and someone's just eager and waiting to take it off your hands. My grandma died in December more than a year ago, and after that, everything she had was up for grabs. Everything she had in her possession was laid bare for the whole world to see. A lot of things that she spent so much time typing out and writing out ended up on the curb. All those fine dishes that she warned us not to break got moved into the hands of people that could possibly break them. And the house, which she didn't want to move out of, is now being stripped down to the bare floors and being put on the market. All of this teaches me a valuable lesson. All of those things that I cuss about and scream about and fight with people about, like my computer and stuff like that, once I die, that's gonna go to somebody else. Someone who might not even give a flying leap about what's on the computer or if they break it or not. When you die, none of your material possessions are going to matter. None of your electronic possessions are going to matter. None of your copyrights or stocks or bank accounts or any documents you have are going to matter because you're going to be dead. Jesus said, take heed and beware all covetousness. For a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. The parable of the rich man tells us to give to others, to give to the poor, instead of ourselves. Be rich toward God, not yourself. Luke 12:22-31 says that we should not be anxious about our life, about our material things. But we should consider the birds and the plants, how God provides for them. God gives them everything that they need to live. 1 Timothy 6:6-8 says, there is great gain in godliness with contentment, for we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we shall be content. Luke 12:32-34 says, fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Provide yourselves with purses that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And the point of all this is to say that we should value the things of God and not center our lives around material things that will disappoint us. The message is to be content with what you have and not be hoarders of wealth. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, please help us to value the right things in life. Please help us to value the things of your kingdom, and help us to amass riches in heaven. And help us to amass riches in your kingdom. Lord, please help us to not be so greedy and possessive that we mistreat our fellow human beings or neglect your calling for our lives. Help us not to neglect the mission that you have called us to do in our life. I pray these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.